Today on 60 Second Psych, trazodone in frail insomniacs. It's a risky business giving sleep meds to the elderly and the medically ill, and today we have some reassuring data. This first-of-its-kind study was a small, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial of trazodone 50 milligrams in older adults with small vessel cerebrovascular disease and insomnia. They looked at how treatment with trazodone would affect the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Scale, also called the MoCA. The MoCA is a popular test for dementia that has surpassed the Feinstein's Mini Mental Status Exam and was recently made famous by Donald Trump, who passed it on a recent medical exam. These patients had cognitive impairment, but not dementia, with a mean MoCA of 17. Despite their frailty, the trazodone was well tolerated, with only mild nausea and headaches, but it also did have dizziness, which could be of concern because of the risks of falls and orthostasis with trazodone, although there were no actual blood pressure changes on it despite the orthostatic risk. There have been some controversies about whether trazodone actually works in insomnia, with some of the meta-analyses coming up negative, but in this study, it actually worked. The patients who took trazodone slept deeper with fewer awakenings, and they also saw improvements in their daytime functioning, anxiety, and depression. And they had significantly better concentration and recall, although their total MoCA score was not significantly improved. So it's not clear that the trazodone was enhancing cognition much, but at least it wasn't making it worse. Good cognition depends on good sleep, so it's likely that any improvements in sleep quality might improve cognition, particularly in a vulnerable population like this. The improvements were slight, but they contrast with a study in healthy patients with insomnia where trazodone caused slower reaction times in the morning. So this study at least reassures us that trazodone can be safe in patients with ischemic disease and insomnia, and it might be beneficial as well.